Hey, I wanted to bring you another video about just really the next level of business growth and overcoming that transition from, you know, technician to manager to owner. And there's actually three stages, and I'll share what I mean by that, where I say technician, manager, and owner. There's actually three levels that you have to commit to in order to be at an ownership level. Most people think that if they have a current job right now, or they're a current technician, they think that once I quit my job or once I start my business, I'm an official business owner, right? Well, you are a business owner, but really you're just an employee. You're self-employed. So you're a self-employed technician. And basically that means that now you still have the job and you still have the income, because you're doing work for yourself, but now you have all the other responsibilities. So you have your responsibilities of management, marketing, sales, doing the work, getting your overhead paid. And so now you just kind of added a bunch of more things to your plate. And it gets difficult and it gets stressful. And that's why most businesses that start out, most people that are technicians and start a business, they don't go to the finish line. They don't actually make it because of the stress and the commitment it takes to transition. And a lot of times what it really comes down to is not them not having the right information. What I found out about business is that business is not hard. Business is actually very fun. I find it exciting. The thing is you got to acquire the information to grow your business. And so a lot of times people think, well, I gotta do it the hard way. I gotta find out the hard way to learn the right way. I gotta learn the hard way, and that's not true. If you study a lot of successful people, what you'll find out is that they've had mentors, they had coaches, and they had people that have done it before them that helped them accomplish to get where they're at. So Don't be stubborn and don't be hard-headed and think that you can do it all by yourself. You need to get around people that are doing it or people that have done it to get information from them, resources from them to help you grow your business and take it to the next level, right? So today I'm going to share with you three things, and I'm pretty sure that I'm going to get off topic, but I know that the reason why I would probably get off topic is because I know once I get into this, I'm going to find something else that's going to be very valuable to you, and I want to give it to you. And I want to make sure that you get it, right? And so, number one, whenever you're transitioning to a business owner, or you have a current business, or you're thinking about going into business, one of the common mistakes that a lot of people make is that they fail to identify themselves. And number one is going to be marketing, right? So when I say marketing, a lot of people think, well, you know what, I'm just going to market on Facebook. Maybe I'll put a Google Maps. Maybe I'll get some reviews, and that'll be my marketing. Maybe I'll make some flyers, and that's going to be marketing, right? Well, marketing has changed over the years, probably over the decades. It's changed to a much more strategic way of getting people to your business. And so the best way I can describe it is you want to be known in your industry as an expert. You want to be known as the one. And so a lot of mistakes that business owners make, are people that transition to shop owners or anything like that, is they always say, you know what, I'm gonna go word of mouth. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do discounts, and I'm gonna underbid everybody's price. And what you're doing is you're becoming a commodity. You're competing in your industry. You're competing against everybody else. And so the way to stand out is to decide, okay, why is my business different? Why is my services different? What do I offer that's different than anybody else? You understand? And And so, for example, with myself, like, whenever we deal with clients, I always process these three things, right? So whenever we're pursued with a new client, and they want us to they want our service, we kind of do a quick filter to see if they qualify for one of our clients. And so the difference that I'm doing is I'm not just kind of like saying, hey, we'll do your work for cheaper, bring it over here. I'm saying, okay, you know what? Is this client, how much energy, emotional energy is they're going to take? How much money and how much time, right? So those three things, you got to measure those three things out to figure out if you're going to want to do business with that person or if you're going to accept them as a client. You understand? That, so what we're doing is we're changing it up, right? We're saying, okay, we want to pick our clients. We don't want to be out there saying, hey, we're going to do it for cheap. We're going to do it for less. We're going to give you this. We're going to give you that. And at the end of the day, like, we're cutting ourselves short. So we want to switch it around, right? And so the way that we do that is we say, why are we different? Why are we different? What's different about our company, right, that makes us stand out about the rest? So a lot of things about our company, that the reason why we're different is because, one, we're very organized. We have a system. We have a unique culture. We have a team. And our environment's like a family environment. And so because of that, you know, we have a very clean shop, right? And so everything runs smooth. Everything runs smoothly, right? We like that flow. We like that the way that flows, right? So if a client comes in and says, hey, I wanna bring you my car because I wanna get it done, we first ask those three questions to ourselves. Okay, how much time is this person gonna need from us? Is this person gonna be one that really requires a lot of attention, that wants discounts, that doesn't want to pay deductible, that wants us to save parts, that wants us to add to just because he brought his vehicle, he wants us to paint other dents? Does he want all this stuff for free? Okay, that doesn't fall into what we believe and what we're doing here. What we believe and what we're doing here is we say, okay, you know what? We're going to do what it's on the estimate. We're going to make sure that it's guaranteed. We're going to do our best work. If it's not correct, we're going to fix it at our own cost. And we're going to do whatever it takes to make sure you're satisfied with the job. Okay? And yes, it might be expensive. Yes, we might not be able to save you any money, but we're going to guarantee that it's fixed correctly. Okay? And so that's what we believe. And so if someone comes in and says, hey, I want to see if you can do this for less. I want to see if you can hook me up and give me a discount and do this, that, and I'll bring my own parts. We don't do it. I'm sorry, we can't help you. Take it down the road. Okay? So now we distinguish ourselves of why we're better than everybody else. All right? That's number one, marketing. And so, like I said, you don't want to be out there competing with everybody. You want to kind of set the standard. And you want to be like a premier service. You want to offer them an experience. You know, one example is that whenever clients come to their shop and they come to drop off a vehicle, or they come to make a payment, or just anything, I always give them a tour. I say, hey, I want to give you a tour of our shop. And so that makes them feel special. So and so I tell our guys, hey, make sure the shop's clean, make sure it's organized, make sure that the music's controlled, because we have clients come in and out and we want to make sure they feel comfortable. And so that's one way, right? The next thing is, like, you don't want to rely on word of mouth, because look, word of mouth is probably the worst business. And let me tell you why. Because if your cousin says, hey, go see my go see my boy over here, tell him I sent you, tell him to hook you up, tell him I said to hook you up, now you have to be giving hookups. And now you have to be giving discounts because someone referred, like, the word of mouth hookup, right? So I want you to focus on building partnerships with other businesses, with other vendors. Set up partnerships, because, see, partnerships are going to be, you're doing a partnership based on, hey, you provide good service, you do the job right, we'll pay you premier price, and just make sure that it's done. That's it. We're not asking for discounts. We're not asking for anything special. So partnerships is going to be another thing that's going to really excel your business. It's going to take it to the next level. Partnerships and relationships and networking is going to be key to developing a different level of business experience. And so it's gonna draw in new clients, better paying clients, clients that aren't going to complain. It's going to bring in better clients, okay? So number two, now that's number one, marketing, right? Number two is if you're transitioning from a technician, or if you're running a small company right now and you're having to wear multiple hats. And when I say multiple hats, I mean that you're having to do the work, you're having to make the calls, you're having to do the follow-up, you're having to do the payroll, you're having to do the scheduling, you're having to do drop-off clients, you're having to do like all these different things. You're wearing multiple hats. So the best thing that you can do is to create a schedule for yourself, a work schedule. And so basically what you'll do is you'll write from 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 12, and you want to write in there what activities you're going to be doing during those times. For example, if from 8 to 9, you're doing follow-ups, you put follow-ups. From 9 to 10, you're doing estimates. From 10 to 12, you're doing maybe however you want to word it. Like, I know, like, the good thing to do is you could put, like, in the morning, do all your admin stuff. And then go into, like, from maybe, like, 9 or 10 to 10 to 12, do tech work. We're actually doing technical work where, you know, whatever it is, whatever it does that generates that makes the money for your business, that's the technical work, right? So if you're making cakes, if you're fixing cars, if you're making sales calls, that's the technical work. So you want to make sure you're blocking off that. You go to lunch, you come back, you go back into maybe follow-ups, or you go into technical work and then follow-ups. But then you have a set schedule. That way when someone calls you, let's say someone calls you and says, hey, I need you to do this, or I have this. You're not just bouncing around. You have a schedule, okay? Another thing you can do is you can actually create the calendary where you actually have them book calls with you instead of them calling you and during the day and ruining your schedule. You can have them set an appointment to get on a call with you. So that's going to be very helpful to manage your time, to make sure you're most productive during the day, because as a small business owner, you're wearing multiple hats. You're doing multiple things. So you need to schedule your time, and you need to let people know what your schedule is. That way you can fit them into your schedule. Okay? The next thing too is you want to have a process of the way your company does things, right? From start to finish. So let's say you have a transaction, right? Okay, what is the beginning process? And then what is the exit process of that transaction? And you want to document it. And the reason why you want to document it is because as your business grows, you can actually find someone to help you do those things, right? What's going to be very, very cool is once you start to put this down on paper, then you can figure out what you can delegate to other people, right? And so the first things you're probably going to want to delegate are the low-level activities. Low-level activities are probably going to be like the cleaning, taking out the trash, maybe getting supplies, maybe running errands, getting your food, whatever low-level activities you can delegate really quick, that's also going to buy you back more time. So don't think about the dollar amount that's going to cost you. Think about the time you're going to get back from that, because if you have that more time, you can generate more income, right? And make sure you document that process so that whenever someone comes, they can help you. You say, hey, this is our process for input, our inbound, and this is our exbound process of the job, right? Number three, I guess, would be, I'm going to say number three. I was in a conversation earlier, and they asked me, hey, should I do Facebook marketing for my business, right? Facebook marketing, it depends on the kind of business you have, right? If you have a service business, Facebook marketing might not be the best way to market your business. I always look at Facebook marketing as like the last of the last, right? The first thing is relationships. So you gotta go out and you gotta build some relationship with other business owners and you got to network to get business. Okay? You want to try to network and you want to nourish those relationships, because those are going to be, you know, those are going to be your greatest return on investment. And when I say greatest return on investment, let's say, for example, you run an ad for 3 months on Facebook for $5 to $1,000, right? Okay. If you're just starting off and you don't have a whole conversion system, a CRM system, a way to track all that data, then all that money's lost. Okay. It might look cool because you show up on Facebook all the time, but remember, you want to build solid relationships where you can actually get a return on investment, right? So look, just think about if you were to invest the same $1,000 on getting some kind of maybe like the pins or some tablets or something that identifies your business, and you go to local businesses and you drop them off. You drop off the pins, you drop off the tablets, whatever industry you're in, like you can find something that's related to that actually can bring customers to you, right? For example, like if you have a moving company, you might want to give your pins to agents, right? You might want to take your pads to insurance agents because they deal with people that are buying houses they're moving and selling, right? So they might send you leads to the moving company, right? If you're an auto shop, you might want to target insurance agents, right? Their office, the broker's office, right? People that are mechanic shops, right? You know, whatever the case is, you want to find the link and you want to nurture those relationships. And like I said, the return on investment is going to be greater because look, if you spend $500 on pens and tablets and you go take those two offices that might refer you work, the return on investment is going to be a lot greater because you know who sent those referrals. You know, if so-and-so is sending you referrals, now you're gonna give them some more gifts. You understand? That's gonna be the key thing. So don't just think I'm just gonna go on Facebook and just market all my business and try to get that way. Because a lot of times we wanna do it, like we wanna automate it, but automated is not gonna be the best way to drive business to your company. So you always wanna start with, like I said, the relationships, the networking, the mixers, any kind of chamber events, nonprofit events, anything you can contribute to build those relationships, to build your business credibility. That's what it's going to do. It's going to build your business credibility. So, hey, guys. One more thing. You know what? One of the things that I have it here on the back. Number three. Oh, you know what? I got number three here. So number three, this is going to be the biggest one. And if you stuck around through this whole video, like this is going to be the golden nugget right here. Okay? I would say this is probably going to be one of the top things that you need to develop if you're going to transition to a business owner, or if you have a business and you haven't transitioned yet. This is going to be one of the things that I highly, highly recommend that you invest in and take it serious, because business will run you to the ground if you're not developing yourself. Okay, so look, the number three is going to be leadership development. And so what does that mean, right? So the transition from a technician to a leader, there's a growth process and there's a mindset shift that needs to happen in order for that to change, right? And for example, as a technician, you're a doer. Like you like to just do the work and you don't like, you know, let me figure it out. I don't have time to teach someone. That's a technician mindset. Leadership mindset is saying, hey, you know what? Let me show you how to do it. And then after I show you, I want you to explain to me how it's done to make sure you understand it. Okay? And by doing that, you're teaching this person how to do this technical work, right? And in return, that frees up your time from having to go back and do the work. Because the more time you have, the more time you can grow your business, okay? Versus being doing the technical work. So look, part of the transition is you're going to have to develop some coaching skills, because you're going to have to coach your people. You have to motivate them. You have to inspire them. You have to train them, right? You have to coach them, okay? You have to be creative. And you have to have creative ideas. You have to have creative strategies. You have to have innovative ideas to keep the business growing. Like, you can't rely on the same things you've done, you know, last quarter to get you through next quarter. You have to constantly be creating new ideas, new concepts, okay? You have to be willing to solve problems. And you got to solve problems fast. You got to solve problems fast. One of the best thing that you can learn as a business owner is hire slow, fire fast. That's just like hire slow, fire fast. Whenever you feel like, hey, you know what? I feel like firing this person. Like, you need to just fire them. Because fire slow, I mean, hire slow, fire fast, right? Remember that. But problem solving, so whenever problems arise, you can't sit and wait, and you can't think about it, and you can't procrastinate, and you're like, you got to decide. Sometimes you got to make a quick decision to say, hey, cut it off, take our losses, go. Like, you have to be quick to make decisions, okay? You have to constantly be growing. You have to develop a growth mindset, a learner mindset, someone that's always growing, someone that's always consuming information about the industry, about leadership, about systems, about process, about sales, about marketing, about, you know, finances. You have to always be consuming information that's going to help you grow and improve your business. One of the hardest things, I think, as a leader, being a leader and transitioning from a technician to a leader is accountability, self-accountability. Because look, when you're accountable for a lot of people, you also have to be accountable. Because if you're not accountable, then no one's going to take you serious. You understand? So self-accountability is key, because people look at you and they see what you're about, and they see if you're accountable. Self-improvement kind of falls into growth. Seek out self-improvement opportunities. A major game changer for me was my introduction to like coaching and mentors. Okay, I never understood what the purpose of that was. I never understood why, the need for that, right? But the moment I was introduced to a coach, a business coach, my business changed like 360. Like, they opened up so many like different perspectives of how to do business and what I was doing wrong and what I need to start doing and how what I was doing. You know, what I thought I was doing was right was actually the opposite of what I was thinking. And they introduced me to so many resources and so many relationships that it transformed the business. Like, it was a game changer, right? So another thing you can do is, like, if you can't afford a coach or a mentor, get into a group. A group of like-minded people, and that'll also help you, because what it does, it keeps you accountable, and then it also allows you a place to ask questions and to get advice from. You know, because a lot of times whenever we go to the family barbecue and we go to the family reunions or we go to the homie's house or wherever, they're not into business. They don't know what we're going through. So whenever we try to have those conversations, they don't understand what we're talking about. You can't go to your family barbecue and say, hey, man, like, does anybody know, like, how to hire people? Because I need some people for my business. What do y'all think I should hire? The first thing they say is, hey, I have a friend that's looking for a job. He just lost his job. Maybe you can hire him. Like, that's not the right way to hire people. So you need to get around people that are going through this, that are growing their business, that can help you answer this information, can help you get the questions answered, give you the resources to have the right information. Don't just try to Google everything or talk to people that don't have businesses and get business advice from. Don't take that route. One of the things that we have is with Massive Actions, we have a private alliance group. And I don't like to like promote the group a lot. I don't like to because I only accept people that are interested. I'm not trying to pitch it because, like I said, I'm not trying to sell this alliance group to anybody. If business owners or technicians or someone that has a shop approaches me and says, "Hey, Stan, I'm interested in joining the alliance. Can you tell me more about it?" I'll give you information about it because it's a small group of guys, girls as well, that have businesses that are in the same industry that want to accomplish the same thing, and they're there to help each other out. And we bounce ideas off each other. We exchange ideas. We exchange resources. We get on Zoom calls. We actually help each other grow the business. And so, if that's something that you're interested in, like you can send me a direct message on Instagram, or just comment on YouTube or something, and just say something that you're interested in, and I'll reach out to you. Like I said, I'm very selective of who we bring into the group because we want people that are motivated and want to do it themselves. So I don't want to have to motivate you to get on a call or to meet up, or I don't want to have to beg you to ask questions about how to grow your business. You know what I mean? If you really want it, if you really want to change, you know, the future of yourself and your family, like, hey, check it out. But it's not for everybody. I just want to throw that out there. But hey, guys, once again, thanks for watching the channel. And I apologize if I haven't made any solid content like this in a while. I just been very busy working on other projects, and I forgot that we had the alliance, the YouTube guys out there that follow us and that support us. So I appreciate it. I love, respect everything you are doing out there, and thanks for the support. And till next time, guys, massive action.